Oh, I know it does.
Mm-hmm.
What about cafeteria management?
Except for the 3 years I was at Green Bethel from 61 to 64, I had to run the cafeteria there myself. I had to raise the funds, hire the workers, buy the food, buy the pots and pans. They furnished the utilities. That was something I had never faced before, because always before it had been done central-wise.
Mm-hmm.
That was an experience. When you find that 40-50% of your children are on welfare, or they are farming, and they, this time of year they don't have any money. So you have to learn to cope. The first thing you have to do is you have to make sure that you got a person who understands cafeteria cooking, bulk cooking. Just because someone is cooked in a person's house, you don't need them.
Mm-mm.
I had that problem. The lady would cook some of the best pinto beans or the best cabbage, and you'd have all that fat back floating in them. But I couldn't afford that. She was cooking as you would in a house. She didn't understand the cards. So I had to get someone who understood the bulk cooking, cooking by the hundreds. And that is important. There, with that problem, I had to do a whole lot of finagling, like going to farmers when they got ready to sell their corn and buying 20, 30, 40, 50 dozen. Man get ready to cull his chickens, have the children to bring in chicken coops and buy all hens, roosters, and everything. Spend the next day killing them, put them in the freezer. And you don't have pass out fried chicken, you see. It won't take it long to get gone, you see. You have to use that chicken with something else. Well, there's a lot of ways you had to learn to do. But then when you got to Price High School, I didn't have to worry about the mechanic operation. I just had to deal with the personnel and the discipline. And if you've got a good manager, don't take an individual problem in the cafeteria to the individual. Take it to the manager. If you do that, take it to the individual. You undercut the manager. You should first take your problems to the manager, same way within the school, to the chairman, unless it's a personal problem with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But you take it to the manager, let the manager attempt to settle it. Then if you can't, then you have a triumvirate. The three of you come in. I understand, but always in the end, the buck stopped with me.
Mm-hmm. Building and grounds.
They say, that's quotation mark, that George Miller as a principal and as a teacher, next to godliness, he was noted for being next to cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a school, an elementary school, where I had a sign in that I'd give anybody $5 if they found five pieces of paper, I don't care how small, on the floor in the hall. You must do this. You must understand all aspects of the school. You just don't learn. You got to know maintenance. You got to know the boiler room. You got to know all of it. I went from a city system where you had one type of plumbing out to the rural system where you've got a sump pump, everything wells, so you got to learn it. Then back to the city system. So that means a different thing. All right. Next, how do you maintain cleanliness? You maintain cleanliness by making it everybody's responsibility. What an example.
Mm-hmm.
You hire a janitor, and a janitor, you should know how many rooms a janitor can sweep per hour. But if the teacher lets the children leave their books and all the paper inside of the desk, and every time the janitor moves a desk, they fall out, it's going to more than double his amount of time. So you got to tell them what to do. I'd rather that they take all of the books out, empty all of the trash on the floor. You can sweep that up. If the janitor has to close every window and adjust every blind after he gets through sweeping, he's got a problem. It's going to take him longer. Therefore, he's going to wind up not being able to dust. Next thing, you've got to know how much a person can do. A person, this individual can do, not all individuals. He may can do twice as much as you can in the same period of time. You understand? And when I went to Green Bethel, I had an older man and an old woman. See? So they worked at a different pace. Therefore, you employ the students into it. Then they had been trying to get through with their job in time so they could ride the bus back home. Whereas at Price High and these other schools, I had ample janitorial help that was trained. Then if you see them doing something wrong, you have to have some training sessions on how to do certain things. Therefore, I have spent many times, even going to A&T College and to various other school systems, lecturing on maintenance and cleanliness and on how to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
You see, using ESE, cedar workers, how to use them. Most janitors, when they get extra work like that, do not know how to supervise them. So you have to teach your head janitor to be a supervisor and not a worker if he's got the other. See, they know how to work, but they don't know how to supervise. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do when the child sits around and goofs off. You see. Therefore, you have to establish that in the